You need a North Star in your life. You need something that never, ever changes. That rules out every human being because people change. So you can't put your faith for your life in another human being. You have to have something that doesn't change. Of course, now you don't need the North Star. We have these things, which are GPS units. And because it's connected to an unchanging point of reference, then I can figure out where I am and how to get there. Everybody needs a GPS for life. And that's what Jesus Christ is.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today, we continue in our series called Life's Healing Choices. In these lessons, Rick offers an in-depth biblical look at overcoming the hurts, hang-ups, and habits that hold us back in life. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a great video resource that will show you step-by-step how to let go of your past hurts, hang-ups, and habits once and for all, called the Life's Healing Choices Study Kit, an 8-session DVD and workbook. You can take a sneak peek at it while you listen today just by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called Letting Go and Letting God.
When Alan Shepard, who was the first American astronaut in space, was interviewed by a reporter before the first space shot, the reporter asked him, "On what are you depending?" And Alan Shepard said, "That God's laws will not change." Pretty good answer. I mean, what do you think if, say, gravity worked every other day? Would that kind of cramp your style? I would think so. God's laws are immutable. They are unchanging. And if you want to get healthy again, emotionally, if you want to get healthy again, relationally, if you want to get healthy again, physically or any other way, you just need to make Jesus Christ the manager of your life, and you need to make God's word the authority of your life. And you need to commit the commitments that David did in Psalm 119. Look at these. "I have made up my mind to obey your laws forever, no matter what." Have you made that commitment? Have you made that commitment to obey God's laws forever, no matter what? That's a stress reliever. How about the next one? "I will never lay aside your laws, for you have used them to restore my joy and health." God says, "I'll restore your joy and health if you just do what I tell you to do. Follow the instructions." Meekness, letting go and letting God, is saying, "God, I really believe you're smarter than me. So I'm going to do what you tell me to do." Tom's going to talk about the next one.
On the back of your outline, the second E in meekness, if I want to really enjoy God's power in my life, is to embrace God's Spirit as the power for my life. When you take a look at God's Word and what it says and how we're to live life, are there some things in here that seem a little difficult to do? In fact, even some that seem impossible to do? How about that one, "Don't worry about anything"? Is that tough for any of you like it is for me? How about that one, "Don't ever grumble about anything"? You ever struggle with that one? You begin to look through this book and you think, "That's impossible. I can't love everyone. I can't do that." If you've ever felt that way, congratulations. You're in exactly the right spot. Because you've realized the power doesn't come from you, it comes from God. It comes from what only God can do. It's His power that makes the difference. God never asks us to do anything without being willing to provide us the power to do it. Look at this verse from Ezekiel 36. "I will put my Spirit in you, and I will enable you to live by my laws." The secret of power in life, the secret of reducing stress in life, is living life not by your willpower, but by God's power. Galatians chapter 3, verse 10 says, "Anyone who tries to live by his own effort, independent of God, is doomed to failure." One of the reasons you and I face so much stress is we try to do it on our own, when God is willing and able to give us the power that we need to live life. You see, meekness is really about two words that we don't like. It's about submitting and surrendering. And those are scary words for us. A month or so ago, when I had surgery to repair my Achilles tendon, The surgery part of it didn't really make me as nervous as that part where they were going to put me to sleep and I wasn't going to know what was going on. Don't look at me like you wouldn't worry about that kind of stuff. Whenever we're out of control, whenever we feel like we have to give control to somebody else, we worry about that. But if I was going to get healthy again, I had to submit and surrender to some doctors who knew how to do what I didn't know how to do. If you're going to get healthy again, you've got to submit and surrender to God, who knows how to do and can give you the power to do what you can't do on your own. One of the greatest tragedies of life is the fact that because we've been hurt in human relationships, people we've trusted have let us down. Times that we have let somebody's promise begin to change our lives when we found out they didn't mean it at all. We feel like that maybe we can't trust God either. The truth is, do not let those human relationships that have let you down keep you from trusting the only one who will never let you down. You can trust Him in any and every circumstance to give you the power that you need. He will never hurt you. The fact is, you and I are saved by God's grace. That's how we're forgiven. But we also live by His grace. It's the same grace that gives us the power to live. Look at this verse in your outline from Galatians chapter 3. Would you read it with me? You began your life in Christ by the Spirit. Now are you trying to make it complete by your own power? That is foolish. As we grow older and older as Christians, the longer you're a believer in Christ, the more you begin to struggle with trying to do God's will on your own power. Suppose I got on a 747 headed to Dallas. And about halfway to Dallas, when we get up in the air, I just start sitting in my seat. I start doing this. I hope you get the point here, because I know how goofy I look doing this. So I really hope you're going to get this point. And the flight attendant comes by and says, "What in the world are you doing?" And I say, "Well, I'm just trying to help the plane along. I feel like I could use a little help." Ridiculous. But we do the same thing. We try to help. We try to worry a little bit for God to help him along. And when life gets difficult, what do? Instead of trusting him more, we just flap faster. And some of you are worn out from flapping. You're just exhausted. You know what you need to do? Lean back and rely on God's power. A power to do what you cannot do. Captain Howard Rutledge was shot down over North Vietnam while flying on combat mission. And for the next 7.5 years was a prisoner of war in various POW camps, including the infamous Hanoi Hilton. The conditions were inhumane and unspeakable that he faced. He was tortured repeatedly. He was left in solitary confinement for 5 solid years. When he was finally released, he wrote a book about how he and the other prisoners kept their hope alive, entitled, In the Presence of Mine Enemies. And in that book, he wrote, "Nobody can teach you to survive the brutality of being alone in a dark, filthy, smelly, infested, cramped cell. At first, you panic. You want to cry out. You fight back waves of fear. You want to die, to confess, to do anything to get out of that ever-shrinking world. One time I was tortured continuously for 28 days and then put back into cuffs and irons in solitary confinement. I couldn't move for 5 days. The humidity was unbearable and I developed heat rash that turned into about 60 one-inch boils all over my body. Day after day I sat in my own filth and odor, helpless to the insects and rats that crawled across my body. The sights and smells of death were all around me. But my hunger for spiritual food soon outdid my hunger for a steak. I wanted to know about that part of me that will never die, to talk to God and to Christ. But in the heartbreak of solitary confinement, there was no pastor, no Bible, no hymn book, no community of believers to guide me and sustain me. All I had was my relationship to Christ. The Bible verse that kept all of us going was, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Now, if God and His power could keep a man going for 8 years in a POW camp, don't you think that God and His power can help you to face what you're having to face today? He has the power to make a difference. He has the strength to do what you cannot do. That verse, Philippians 4:13, is in your outline. Would you read it with me? I have the strength to face all conditions by the power that Christ gives me.
The fourth way to let go and let God is to keep Jesus the focus of my life. I make Jesus the manager of my life. I establish God's word as the authority of my life. I embrace God's spirit as the power for my life. And I keep Jesus Christ as the focus of my life. That is a stress reliever. Hebrews 12:2 says, we must keep our eyes on Jesus, who leads us and makes our faith complete. Do you remember when Peter was walking on water, that miracle out there in the Bible? As long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he's doing the impossible, what nobody could do. But when he took his eyes off Jesus, he looks down at the water, he sank. And the reason why some of you are sinking today is you've got your eyes on your problem. You've got your eyes on your circumstance. You've got your eyes on the difficulty. You've taken your eyes off the Lord.
The second half of today's show is coming up next. If you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. That's rickwarren.org or just text the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
We've all been hurt by other people. We've hurt ourselves and we've hurt others. And as a result, every single one of us ends up with some sort of hurt, hang-up, or habit. But the question we all face is, where do we go from here? The Life's Healing Choices DVD Study Kit from Pastor Rick Warren offers freedom from those hurts, hang-ups, and habits through 8 healing choices that promise true happiness and life transformation. Using the Beatitudes of Jesus as a foundation, Rick leads you through 8 video sessions that offer practical, encouraging biblical teaching. Each session includes real-life stories of men and women whose lives have been transformed by living out the 8 choices presented in this study kit. Through making each of these choices, you will find God's pathway to wholeness, growth, spiritual maturity, happiness, and healing. You'll find real answers, real hope, and a real future, one healing choice at a time. We'd love to send you this life-changing DVD and workbook as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this broadcast ministry. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request the Life's Healing Choices DVD Study Kit from Pastor Rick Warren. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Thanks.
Once again, here's Rick.
Some of you have started with God in the past. You've started down a road to recovery. You've started down a getting healthy again, but you've relapsed into your old patterns of grief, of guilt, of shame, of habits and hurts and hang-ups. And you've relapsed because you took your eyes off the Lord. You put them on yourself. You put them on another person. You put them on a job opportunity, whatever. But you took your eyes off the Lord and you start sinking again. Proverbs 25:15, read it with me. If I keep my eyes on God, I won't trip over my own feet. You won't get distracted. You won't get off course. Look at the next verse. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. You know, for centuries, sailors used the Polaris principle, which means they would look to the North Star to navigate across the seas. And the reason they would always keep their eyes on the North Star is because it doesn't change. And so they know where it is, and so they know if that's where that is and I'm here, then here's where I need to go. They could navigate based on something unchanging in their life. You need a North Star in your life. You need something that never, ever changes. That rules out every human being because people change. So you can't put your faith for your life in another human being. You have to have something that doesn't change. Of course, now you don't need the North Star. We have these things, which are GPS units. You know, global positioning satellite units. It's a Magellan little thing here. I can flip it on, and because it's connected to an unchanging point of reference, then I can figure out where I am, where I need to go, and how to get there. Everybody needs a GPS for life. And that's what Jesus Christ is. If you'll put your focus on Him, He is unchanging. And while everything else around you is changing, the people around you, they're not going to be with you forever, but Jesus will. You need an unchanging position and focus on Him. Now, these four secrets of letting go and letting God, make Jesus the manager of my life, make God's Word the authority of my life, make this Holy Spirit the power in my life, and make Jesus Christ the focus of my life. They're all summed up in step three on this road to getting healthy again. They're on your outline. Step three says this: consciously choose to commit all my life and will to Christ's care and control. This is the commitment step of getting healthy again. If you don't make this one, you can't take any of the rest of the steps. There has to be a point where you say, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to commit all of my life and will to God. Now, there's one thing that will keep you from doing that: a lack of trust. It takes trust to take step three. But why wouldn't you trust God? Why wouldn't you trust the Creator who made you, who loved you, and sent His Son to die for you? Why would you not trust God? Do you realize that you trust your life to total strangers every single day? You do it all the time. John Baker told me about the time that he and Cheryl were taking a vacation in Northern California, and they were going up in the mountains behind one of these windy roads where you couldn't see behind the curve, and they got behind one of these long semi-trucks. And there were about 10 or 12 cars lined up behind this truck that was going slow up the mountain, and nobody could pass because nobody could see around the curve to see if it was safe to pass. But the one guy who could see was the trucker. And so periodically, he would motion outside his window to come on around. And one car would gingerly go on around, trusting that this guy could see what they couldn't see. So finally, one car after another began to pass this truck. And eventually, it came up to John's turn. And he said, you know, he looked out and here was this arm motioning him around. And so he pulled out around the truck to go around this curve. And he said, all of a sudden it hit me. Not a car. He said, an idea hit me. I am trusting the lives of my entire family to a total stranger. I don't know this guy. For all I know, he could be on Quaaludes. You know, he could have been up all night. He's tired. He's bleary. He's drunk. In fact, I have never even seen him. All I can see is his burly, hairy arm. I'm trusting a hairy arm with a mom tattoo on it. You know, I haven't even seen the guy. And I'm putting the lives of my entire family on the basis of an arm. Now, you do this all the time. You trust your life to total strangers every day. When you go through an intersection that's green, you're trusting that some idiot at the red light will not go through it and plow into you. When you go eat at a fast food restaurant and some teenager hands you your food, you don't know what he could have spit in it for all you know. You have no idea. You are trusting your life to a total stranger. When you came in, you sat down in that chair trusting that I hadn't removed all the screws out of it. Every day of your life, you trust. You can't live without faith. You all have faith. Everybody has faith. You just, it's what you put it in. Why would you not put it in God? Why would you not put it in God? So are you ready to take this step? Notice the benefits. The payoff for meekness is plenty and honor and a satisfying life. Sounds pretty good. But this decision has to be made over and over. Some of you have made this step three. You consciously have chosen to commit your life and will to Christ's care and control. But it's not enough just to do it one time in your life. You got to do it every single day of your life. Step three, you do over and over and over and over. Moment by moment basis if you need to. You have to do it on a daily basis, because it's a constant decision. Who's going to be in charge, me or God? The last verse says this: don't be anxious about tomorrow. In other words, let go and let God. God will take care of your tomorrow too. Let go and let God. Live one day at a time. Let go and let God. Are you ready to take step three in this journey to health, emotional, physical, spiritual health? Now is the time. Let go and let God.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions that we didn't have time for, or you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. You'll find this message and others, along with more helpful resources. Rick will be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement, but first, it's no secret that we've all been hurt by other people. We've hurt ourselves, we've hurt others, and as a result, every single one of us ends up with some sort of hurt, hang-up, or habit. But the question we all face is, where do we go from here? The Life's Healing Choices DVD study kit from Pastor Rick Warren offers freedom from those hurts, hang-ups, and habits through 8 healing choices that promise true happiness and life transformation. Using the Beatitudes of Jesus as a foundation, Rick leads you through 8 video sessions that offer practical, encouraging Bible teaching. Each session includes real-life stories of men and women whose lives have been transformed by living out the 8 choices presented in this study kit. Through making each of these choices, you will find God's pathway to wholeness, growth, spiritual maturity, happiness, and healing. You'll find real answers, real hope, and a real future, one healing choice at a time. We'd love to send you this life-changing DVD and workbook as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this broadcast ministry. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request the Life's Healing Choices DVD study kit from Pastor Rick Warren. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
Now, in today's broadcast, we've talked about the importance of having a personal relationship with Jesus. Have you ever settled that issue in your life? If you haven't, I don't want to end without giving you this opportunity right now. I don't care where you are, in a car, at home, at school, listening with through earplugs or whatever. This is your moment. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ into your life, you've never begun a personal relationship with Him, this is your moment to do so right now. I'm going to pray a prayer. And you know, it really doesn't matter what words I pray. What really matters is what you say in your own heart, the attitude of your heart that humbly says to God, "Yes, God, I need you. I need your Son, Jesus." But if you don't know what to pray and you've never stepped across the line spiritually, I'm going to ask you to follow me in this prayer. And as I say it, in your mind, you just say, "Me too, Jesus, me too. Dear God, I don't understand it all, but I thank you that you love me unconditionally and freely. You made me, you loved me, and you sent Jesus to die for me. I thank you that you're for me, not against me. I thank you that you sent Jesus to save me, not to condemn me. I admit that I can't get to heaven on my own. I'm not good enough. I need Jesus as my Savior. And today, Jesus Christ, as much as I know how, I ask you into my life. I ask you to fill me with your love. I want to have a relationship with you. I want to learn to love you and to learn to trust you. And I ask you to save me from my past. Save me from my regrets. Save me from my mistakes. Save me from my sins. Save me from my habits and my hurts and my hang-ups. And save me from myself. And I ask you to save me for your purpose, that I might live the life that you created me to live, and then one day be in your family forever in heaven. I pray this in faith and in humility, in your name, Jesus. Amen." If you just prayed that prayer, congratulations. Do you know the Bible says they're having a party in heaven for you right now? The Bible says every time one person steps across the line, the angels rejoice. So they're having a party for you right now. But you know what? I'd like to have a party for you. And I'd like to know of your decision. If you just invited Christ into your life, you just became a part of the family of God, which means you're now my brother. You're now my sister. So here's what I want you to do. Write me. "Rick, I prayed that prayer. I asked Jesus Christ into my life so I can send you some materials to help you understand your decision and you can begin to grow on the path to becoming all God meant you to be." God bless you. Join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please write him at rick@pastorrick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.